Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a bushwhacker.
Cheers. Offer to Mulva.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Mark.
Evening, Mark. All right.
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, good,
right,
mate.
Good,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, all good. Yeah.
Good. Have you been up to anything?
Me or...
Any of you?
Have you been watching a new TV programme on telly?
Oh, I.
What you
yeah. Chaos. You recommended it.
I did.
Yeah.
Chaos. What's that on?
What do you think?
It's on Netflix.
All right.
Okay.
It's a bit crude in places, should I say.
Yeah, that's why I like
but,
it.
But well, probably. But it's very good and I think very clever.
What's the premise of it?
So,
yeah.
Do you want to take it, Kirk?
Well, I was just going to say, do you have any interest at all in like Greek mythology or anything like that?
No. I don't think you need to. You don't have to.
No.
I dare say, as they say, more and more names as the characters come into it, you'd be like, oh yeah, I've heard of him and I've heard. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know. I want to look into it, and we've gone really deep already here, haven't we?
Yeah.
How much of the interactions are actually linear to Greek mythology? Because the characters are from Greek
so
mythology.
The relationships are correct. So where you look at Zeus and then Hades is his brother.
But I mean, in terms of the things that happen, you know, obviously a lot of stuff's modern in it, but some of the actual fundamentals of certain actions, do they exist in the original? And I don't know. I think, Rob, you would really appreciate it
right.
because the depth of the characters is fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's... They're like onions. Like
layers.
Ogres. They've got layers.
Layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. You would recommend watching it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll give it a watch then.
I think it's brilliant.
Have you been up to what, Rob?
Have I been up to much? Oh, well, I went to a spa at the weekend.
What, for some beer?
not quite, no. Nice, relaxing... Bathe in the steam room and the sauna and the had a treatment. So yeah,
a treatment.
Yeah.
On where? On your face?
Yes, actually, yeah. I had a facial.
You had a facial.
And a back massage.
Ooh.
It was very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and an afternoon tea with scones and sandwiches and cakes and tea.
Would you go to a spa, Mark?
Me?
Scones?
Well, both of you.
I'll let Mark answer first.
I mean. To be honest, my local spa is not far from a Tesco Express. So, do you know what I mean? And I'd be like, well... I have been to a spa before, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, but not like purposely just for the spa. I've been to a resort that's got a spa in it. Do you know what I mean? But 5 minutes in a steam room. Obviously, I wear glasses. It's like sticking your head in oven and checking out Yorkshire puddings. And your eyes just steam up. not your eyes, your glasses.
You don't tend to wear your glasses in a steam room.
No, but... Well, I do. I can't see what we are. Anyway, but... they don't really do anything for me, if I'm honest. I'm as you know, I'm always on go. I'm too fidgety.
Yeah.
I can't relax.
Yeah.
So I'd be a waste of time. I'd walk in and stress everybody out.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
I get
yeah,
that. See that. And I'm very similar, but I just find that I'll go to steam room, then I'll go to sauna, then I'll go for a dip in pool, then I'll get out, lay on bed for a minute, literally a minute, and then get back up again and go back in pool or go to sauna. Or,
have you been to a spa, Mark?
Yeah, I've been to one. Yeah, I love them. I'd go to more if I had more money. But yeah, I love them. They're great.
Yeah, I'd like to go to a nice one. I'd like to. I've never been to a proper spa.
Have you ever been to Centre Park Spa?
No,
that's one you need to go.
That's what everyone says. That's what everyone says to go there and experience.
I would like to go to Centre Parks.
Yeah.
Well,
for the activities, not for relaxing.
Well, Centre Park Spa is it's almost like its own little thing.
Oh,
and it is. It really is. It's very different. Like if you go to, say, for instance, the spa I went to, which was in Sheffield, it's got a sauna, a steam room, and I think it was called an ice room. That was it, and a pool. And obviously you could get treatments.
Whereas, I couldn't imagine anything worse than an ice room.
Well,
go into the...
No, it's just a cold room, but there's literally like crushed ice and you literally rub
no,
it on
that's
you,
just made me go
get under and put it on your head and then get under a shower while you're under.
I'd take a few bottles of beer and I'd stick them in the ice and leave them in there while they go cold, go into the steam room for 5 minutes, come back and then, right,
whereas
now it's
somewhere
up.
Like Centre Parks has got like... 12 different rooms, each one's all very different smells, different. Some of them are completely dry, but they're just
it sounds like you're walking through Meadowall.
It's very relaxing, very relaxing. But yeah, that is one you should try.
Yeah, I would like to try it. I would like to try it.
Have you been up to anything, Kirk?
I had a very random trip out. I got home from work on Friday night and got the kids, kids were at our house, and I just kind of looked and I just said to Daisy, fancy a run out to Cleethorpes? So we piled everyone in the car and set off and had a run out to Cleethorpes. We got to Cleethorpes for, I want to say, about 10 to 8 at night.
Wow. And it were closed.
Amusements were shut.
I must admit, halfway there, I did think to myself, I should have checked, see what time things close and stuff like that. But I thought to myself, it's Friday night, you know, surely there'll be some things open. We ended up going, parking up, and went for fish and chips.
Brilliant. Were the amusements open or were they shut?
No, they were closed, surely. They closed in August, didn't they?
No. They were open. They weren't. Obviously, it were very quiet. I did expect it to be a bit busier with it being a Friday night, but it was very quiet. And yes, there were some amusements open and stuff, but only the small ones and, nothing.
But the main event was the fish and chips.
Yes. That's the main reason I fancied fish and chips.
And how did that rank on my fitness pal?
Yeah, there's fallen off the wagon and he's driving 50 miles to do so.
Yeah. Look, I tried to be sensible. I did have fish and chips, but I tried to just eat the fish, not as much of the batter. You know, I only ate half the chips, and I tried to dip into the curry as opposed to pouring it all over. So I did try and think a bit more consciously about
that's
it.
That's quite sensible.
But yes, I did log it. I log it in my fitness pal.
Well done.
It was a few calories.
Have you had your account suspended?
Yeah.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it? As in going to the seaside for fish?
Have you been travelling countries,
or did you go and go? They weren't what I thought.
No, I enjoyed it. It was lovely. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was lovely. But in all fairness, I didn't. It's one of those situations where I've been doing so well with my weight loss and stuff like that that I decided to treat myself.
Yeah. It didn't quite work like that.
No, I know. But going on what you've said, Rob, and, you know, I've said that I'll try it your way and the calorie count and stuff, and it has been going well. And at least, again, it's a mindset change that I know I can go and have fish and chips if that's what I have, make sure I log it, see what I'm over in my calories, and then try and pull it back from within the week.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I totally get what you're saying. And I have been really good, but I've got to put it down to, yes, I've been trying hard, yes, I've been going to the gym, you know, yes, I've really got my mind into it, but it's really helped me with Daisy cooking for me every night. And she has.
Right.
She has, literally every
night. It's been that nice, he drives 50 miles to Seaside for fish and chips.
Well, in all fairness, it was to give Daisy a break from cooking. Because literally, she's cooked my meal every night. And every night, she's wrote the recipe down, what she's cooked, the weights, the how many grams, how many tablespoons. Literally, I'm logging, you know, one teaspoon of Henderson's relish.
Yeah,
good. Do you know what I mean? And literally, she's put everything down. And yeah, you know what? I feel bad that she's cooking every night because then there she works full time as well. It's not just her job to look after me and to cook for me. But from a selfish point of view, when it comes to weight loss side, it helps.
Yeah,
it
no,
does
it definitely
help
does.
Because, you know, she goes out, she gets the food, she cooks it, she measures everything, everything's there, and I just have to eat it. You know,
have you ever been a cook? Do you ever cook much?
Yeah, I consider myself that I can cook. I can cook, and me and Daisy's always had jobs that sometimes she's working in the evening or working nights, and I get in from work in the evening. So there's a lot of times when I do have to cook, and I do cook. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, if Daisy was in the house, then she does naturally then cook tea. Mm-hmm. It's not that I expect it; I'd never expect it, ever. Mm-hmm. But we can't lose focus of the fact that she used to be a head chef.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not just saying it when I say that when Daisy cooks a meal, it's 1,000 times better and nicer than if I cook it.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah.
It just is.
But they do say any food that's cooked by someone else is always
It's always better.
Tastier.
I mean, tastier than my
not if I'm cooking it. Not if I'm cooking it, it's not better. Sometimes. Yeah.
What's your staple dish? If you were going to cook something for Helen, what would it be?
It would have to be something where everything goes in one pan.
Yeah. So spag bol.
Yeah, because if I've got like 2 or 3 pans going, it's like chaos. Absolute chaos.
I'd love to see Mark cooking a
Sunday
roast.
Well, I really would.
Yeah. Interesting.
English.
Yeah. Other day, difficult. What were we doing? We're cooking something. Well, Ellen was cooking something in the kitchen, and she said, just chop us that up.
What were I chopping up?
I can't even say what I was chopping up. And it was going everywhere. Just the one thing. How can you get that everywhere? And I'm just like, you
I
know.
Must admit, I am exactly the same. I'm a very messy cook.
I'm a messy cook.
I don't mind cooking. I enjoy cooking, but I'm very messy. So do you cook then, Mark? Aina?
I'm the one who cooks most of the time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in fairness to Aina, she cooks, but she tends to cook her own Asian food.
Right.
But I would be all over that.
So
I love Asian food.
I would say she only cooks maybe once a week. Maybe.
All right.
And then I cook all the other meals.
And what's your and what sort of meals would you cook for you and Aina?
Chips and egg?
Well, it can range from, you know, potatoes, mashed potatoes, to pies, to
you can just have mashed potatoes.
I'm cooking mashed potato, and you might be sausages or something like that. What goes with it?
Sausage and mash.
Sausage and mash.
And then probably started with the sausages.
Different foods I cook, you know.
Oh, what else?
Meats. I like meats. Lamb, pork, chicken, that sort of thing.
So you're quite traditional.
Yeah. What's the funny?
Just naming loads of food. Here we are. Lamb, chicken.
You're quite a traditional cook then.
I'm very traditional, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you cook lamb.
Yeah, cook lamb.
Mm. Mm. What'd you have it with?
Mashed potato.
Boiled potatoes. My favourite food is potatoes. Boiled potatoes.
Is
it? Yeah. Mashed potatoes, shall I say.
So would you consider yourself to be a good cook?
Yes, because I can pretty much... I mean, listen, I'm going to say this and you're going to laugh. I would say I can pretty much cook anything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mean that, I mean, I need
potatoes.
Recipes. I need recipes. If I'm cooking dishes, you know, stuff what you get from a loaf fresh or whatever. If I'm cooking, say, something like that, I need, you know. But once I've got... But yeah, I can cook pretty much anything, I would say.
Nice.
Does anyone batch cook up? Like, you've got a busy week coming up. Does anyone make stuff ready for the week ahead? Or do you literally go, well, I guess that's another question. Do you actually have to plan for the week? Because I do. It's almost like
why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, yeah. It's that, you know, what's on this night? What's on
Six
that night?
Six pieces of pasta on Tuesday.
Well, you know, working days and nights. It's a bit like, right, when I'm at
home. You're knackered, aren't you?
Absolutely. When I'm working nights, what am I going to have when I'm on nights? What we're having on, you know, and then it becomes, right, so what we're going to have on that night? What we're going to have on that night? So you know what to get from shop. What do you, you know, for your shopping list? Otherwise, or do you literally go and get what you need from the shop on the night that you're going to cook?
I think I fall into the category of a bit of both. I mean, when I'm trying to healthy eat, and it also helps that Daisy is also on a bit of a health kick at the minute, we are trying to plan a bit more.
Hmm.
So we know what we've got in, and, you know, I will say Daisy, because that's what it's been for the past couple of weeks. Daisy will go shopping, get them stuff for them meals, and then we know what we're having every night.
Yeah.
To stop us falling into the trap of, we've got nothing in, let's order a takeaway. Yeah. Or we've got nothing in, let's try and piece something together that then is not unplanned for what we're
trying
to do.
That's exactly why we do it.
So, absolutely. Yeah. But under normal circumstances, if you were before the last 2 weeks, it would be a case of call at the shop on the way home and get something.
That's the thing, is I fall into the trap of what we're going to have. What did we have last week? Spag bol. Well, should we just do a spag bol again then? In that you can make one spag bol and it makes, well, for us, it makes six portions.
Six portions?
Yeah, out of one.
Wow. How big's your pan?
That would only be as well 700 grams of mince, tins of tomatoes, an onion, mushrooms. You know, all the other bits that go in it, but fundamentally, they're the ingredients. That would make six portions.
Six portions.
So all those things don't already come in it? You have to put them in?
Yeah, I make it from scratch. I don't buy a sauce, I make the sauce.
Ellen delivers mine.
He orders from Uber Eats in the living room.
I can answer your two questions, Rob. No and yes. So there you go. I knew you wouldn't be able to remember your own questions. What do you do batching of food?
Yeah.
No, I don't, because I don't need to, because I'm at home all the time.
Yeah.
And secondly, yes, for your planning your meals ahead.
So you do plan ahead?
Yeah.
I have to plan ahead.
Otherwise, I'm opening the fridge and there's no food in there.
Six meals out of one bolognese.
Yeah, seriously.
You're feeding a budget.
And all your little takeaway tubs that you've got, put them in them, put them in the fridge, or even put some in the freezer if you're not going to eat them all that week.
But I thought you did a low fresh, or have you stopped that?
Well, I would just.
What's
like,
a low fresh when it's
a low fresh?
Hello fresh.
Yeah. Not hello. Not hello fresh.
Hello
what's,
fresh.
What's hello fresh?
Hello fresh.
Hello fresh is it where you pick what meals you want on a website. And then what they do is they literally deliver the ingredients for each one of their meals it all in good. One go.
Like Gusto. Have you ever heard of Gusto?
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly the same as that.
Right.
And so then so you get your card that tells you how to cook that particular meal. You get they come in a bag numbered up with the recipe. And then you just open the bag, get everything out. And that's just for that one meal. And you cook it so it's fresh.
But I cook it.
You won't, no. Ellen will cook it. But the person cooks it. And
I have got to say that Helen does our cooking out of choice. Although she does like it when I do cook, she very much takes the lead in our house.
I think
and she's very good at it.
I think you'd be absolutely fine doing a Hello Fresh meal as well.
I think I would struggle with the discipline of this is what you get, this is what you've got to make. Well, not so much instructions. Well, yeah, probably instructions. But no, I mean, we have, generally speaking, our freezer, you can open a drawer and there'll be stuff in it. Oh, what should we make with that? Do you know what I mean? But we also have, and not deliberately batch making, sometimes. Like you say, if we're making a bolognese or a curry or whatever, and I might have one type of curry, and you know, Ellen and Darcy might have something a bit more mild. And so, if the portions are a bit bigger, then we will have, like you say, a takeaway tub, bang it in there, wallop it in the freezer, and then one day from working from home, I can have it for my dinner or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I don't have six out of it, obviously, but you know, get a couple of extra portions. And Ellen will sometimes do an homemade soup where she makes a big batch of it and freezes that. And
I mean, I have put stuff in freezer before and stuff like that, and then just used it as a storage for a few months and then put it in the bin. because I always forget to take it out to defrost it or forget that it's in there.
Well, that's the benefit of things like HelloFresh Gusto, in that you don't end up having ingredients stuck in. I mean, let's face it, if you went into your cupboards at home and opened up, what do you think? If you went right to the back of them cupboards, what would be the oldest item that you'd probably find in some of your cupboards?
Years.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
We've done it in the past. Let's sort these cupboards out. They're a right mess because you just put more and more stuff in. Stuff
and it
gets
all goes to the front.
No. And then you end up...
Not in my cupboard. I know exactly what's in my cupboard.
Don't you?
I know, and I know dates on them, roughly.
Really? Give over.
Yeah. Yeah, and I rotate them round.
It's no wonder you're always so bloody busy.
I can imagine you stop checking in kitchen. Yeah. Hang for a minute. Where's that bicarbonate of soda gone?
I know exactly.
Can I have a look at your Google calendar?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I bet
what
it has, hasn't it? Last Tuesday every month.
Yeah. Stop count.
Yeah. I'll know.
Was it this week? We're doing freezer this. We're doing freezer today, ain't it? We'll do it fridge tomorrow.
I know what's in my freezer. I know what's in my fridge and my cupboards, and I've got a shopping list. And I know exactly.
Hang on a minute. There's a discrepancy here. Ina, where's this clementine gone?
And I never run out of anything, so I never run out of salt or toilet roll or this. Never. It's never happened, and it never will. So I know exactly how much stuff there is in the house at any one time.
That is blown my mind.
And in my garage, I'll have like a stock of like bleach, toilet roll,
I've
paper
seen that
towels.
Before.
In my garage, so I know.
You're going to end up on front page at news or something, aren't you? Front headline. Aren't you?
But,
you're a nutter.
But because of that, my life's so simple because I never
simple.
I never run out of things.
I mean,
you
genuinely
blow my mind.
I bet if I went to back at some of our cupboards and pulled out a tin, I bet you it's already 5 years out of date.
No.
Yeah. I'd go as far as.
I reckon in a couple of days' time, you'll go into one of your cupboards and be like, oh, what's that fairy turning around it back? And Mark will be in there with his clipboard and a torch.
Yeah.
Hell
listen,
yes.
If you want me to come
you
round
got
and
some
sort it out for
you,
yeah,
Rob.
I should do a TV programme like decluttering people's cupboards, shouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's and that's do. Another thing. Like all the different things you've got on your worktops that then get degraded into cupboards that you forget then you've got. You know,
degraded?
Well, you know, not degraded. What do you call it?
Defunct.
Demoted.
What? Demoted. Demoted. And you go, right, we don't need this on worktop. Because let's be honest, you end up with so much stuff. You've got kettles, toasters, toasty makers.
How many kettles you got?
Well, a kettle. A kettle. Toasters.
How many toasters you got?
Oh my God. Toaster. Smoothie maker. What's the new one everyone's got?
Air fryers.
Air fryer.
How many air fryers you got?
Air fryer. An espresso machine. It just before long, you've got no worktop. You're like, all I've got is things on the worktop. So then you put it in a cupboard.
Well, you've got
then
loads.
Then your cupboards
you've got two
get full.
Two kettles.
And then you're like, I've forgotten what we even own. And you know, you come to it one day and you go, oh, we bought that bullet 4 years ago, we've never used it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you not have the, are these problems no one else has? Is it just me?
I don't have that problem because I know exactly what gadgets I've got.
Serial numbers, service dates.
In all fairness,
I do know what you mean. And it's happened to me quite recently, in all fairness. So when I was changing my diet and stuff, and obviously you told me to buy some protein powder, so I bought some protein powder. And then I thought, oh, I don't really know how to make this. And then I thought, oh, it's better to blend it, apparently. So I'm saying to Daisy, we need to buy a blender. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, we need to buy a blender for thing. And she's like, what, you mean like the one in the cupboard? I'm like, we ain't got a blender. She's like, yeah, we have. And she opened the cupboard and pulled out a Ninja blender with the different cups and different tops and stuff like that. She's like, yeah, you bought it about 2 years ago and never used it.
Can you not remember what you bought that? I don't understand how
It's great. It's fantastic. If anyone needs a blender, the Ninja blender is brilliant.
Absolutely. We're full of it. Full of stuff that you never use. The other day, like a chopper thing that you put your... It's, I don't know how to explain it. A cylindrical thing that's white and got blades on it that's in like a zigzag.
Yeah.
Very sharp. You put your onion in and you just push the top down and it cuts and then turns. And then you do it again and it just keeps turning. So within five presses of this, you've got a perfectly diced onion. Yeah. And I'm like, how did I not even know we got this in the cupboard? Just little things like that.
You see, you've got to be careful with gadgets. Although, you see, it seems a good idea to get that. But, of course, end of the day, it's quicker just to slice the onion on a chopping board.
Well, actually, it's quicker just to buy onion that's already diced. That's what
I must admit, that's more expensive, though.
No, it isn't. Not frozen.
Well, yeah, if you've got a big freezer, but I ain't got a big freezer, so.
Well, I ain't got a big freezer, but if I knew I could do away with all that, I'd just buy it.
Mark is...
Me?
Sorry.
So Mark is a bit of a king of... he's gone a bit ninja mad recently, though, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I keep supplying Helen with new toys. I've actually used a couple of them.
What's your most recent ninja purchase?
The pizza oven.
Any good?
Brilliant.
Oh, actually, you made us a pizza in that a few weeks back.
I did, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm still getting to grips with it, obviously. And I'm...
It's when you were on COVID.
Oh, hang on a minute. Yeah. So you're having Mark's cooking when I'm not here.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. By all accounts, I'm still getting to the grips of having to of how to do it. Ellen can nail it.
Oh, okay.
But
is it the one where you put wood chips in and it smokes?
You can put wood chips in. Same with the barbecue. You can put wood chips in that, or you can have it without.
Have you got the barbecue as well?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
Yeah.
Have you got an air fryer?
Two. we've got three. Oh. I'll tell you for why.
Are you getting rid of one? Because I ain't got one air fryer.
No, so we bought the first when Ninja first did the maxi one, the however many in one, the big one, but the lid. No, the lid, you took it off and you changed it. You had like a pressure lid and another lid.
Right.
And
do you mean a pressure cooker now?
It's an air fryer, pressure cooker, and everything.
Oh, okay.
You put a different lid on for different functions. Okay. Anyway, so bought Ellen one of those, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever.
For a birthday or something?
I think it were for a birthday, yeah.
Oh, God.
How lucky is she?
She's so lucky.
She is very lucky. And it packed in. Something's not working.
Had you used it? Is that why?
No, I don't know how to use it. And they sent us another one, a replacement one. So, happy days. Something went wrong on that. No, sorry, I tell a lie. No, have we got four?
Oh, my goodness me.
We must have given one away.
Well, if you're giving them away, can I have
we've
one?
Also had...
I'd love one, please.
We've also had two of the new one. Because the first one of the new ones... Because I bought her the new one to replace the original one because she was starting to struggle with her wrists at work and stuff. So I thought, I'll treat her. I'll buy her one.
So another one.
Yeah. He said to twist the lid off. It's got a slider on it. It's got a slider on it, right?
And you can
put it in the middle and it'll air fry and it'll pressure cook at the same time. And that, I don't know how that works. Anyway, and then there's a thermometer thing inside that you can put into me and it'll tell you when it's cooked, right? That stopped working. So I got in touch with Ninja. They sent a new one out. So we got another Ninja. So we have had four.
Wow.
What have you done with it? I'm trying to beg one off you here.
And anyway, so what? The original one is in the caravan, and the other two are in the kitchen. Where's the fourth one gone? Anyway, so long story, so that's where we are.
Long story, not short.
Wow. But the barbecue thing's pretty good as well. And it tells you when to turn it over. You put your food in.
What, the pizza?
No, your sausages and that. You put them in, you close the lid, and it goes, beep, beep, turn food. And you turn it.
It says turn food, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got Ellen, food needs turning over.
Yeah. well, that brings me on to the next question. What is the, because we've all just said that obviously we cook and probably different amount of times that we cook in a week or whatever. But is there an expectation there? So like, for instance, do you, like Rob, for instance, do you get home and if you was on a certain shift or whatever, is there an expectation that Jem's cooks that night?
No.
Or is it something that you discuss, or is it something that's your job, job?
I think, it works based on shift, but if I'm home and I'm home first, and I say, well, I'll take dog out for a walk, come back, and if you're on a late, then I'll go, well, I'll just start cooking. I know what we're having, albeit we might have batch cooked bowl previously, so it's just a case of reheating and making some pasta. But yeah, whatever it is that night, if we say, well, let's have chicken, veg and potatoes, then yeah, I'll just make a start and do it. Mm-hmm. And if she were home first, then she'd do it. But yeah, we're both pretty much fluid with that.
So a question for you, Mark. Listen, we've said it before or whatever, you know, you've said it, that Helen mainly cooks, you know, pretty much a daily thing.
Yeah.
So if Helen decided one day that she just wasn't going to cook.
Yeah.
Would it get to a certain time at night where you'd then go,
just eat?
Oh, I'm gonna
Uber.
Oh, Helen must not be cooking tonight. Or would you actually go, where's my tea? I don't mean that in an horrible way.
I think you know our relationship. It's not as closed as that. In the conversation's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, Ellen might say, I don't know what to do for tea. You know what I mean? Ellen loves cooking, and she's like, oh, do you know what I'm going to make for tea today? And you can hear her, she's planning fruit week. Oh, I'm going to have on Thursday, we're going to have on this on Sunday. And sometimes you get up in the morning, you've not had your breakfast, you go, oh, what do you fancy for your tea? And I'll be like, what? It's 7:30.
I know, if I'd have married Ellen, I'd be 100 stone now.
Honestly, she's a feeder. Fantastic, she's a great cook, and a feeder. So Ellen is always thinking about the next meal and the meal after that, and oh, I just fancy eating. And so, you know, I'll leave her to it, sort of thing. But there will be times when, you know, Ellen will be a bit feeling off or whatever, or I'll say, I'll cook, and I'll do
get on your phone.
Get on my phone. Yeah, you know, do something in one or two pans, and Ellen will help, you know, a little bit if it gets a bit stressful for me. But yeah, so I do cook. It's rare, don't get me wrong. It's, you know, if it's once a month, that's a lot, because it really is not that often. But
do you know how you normally cook, Mark?
Yes.
Does Aina ever say to you, no, Mark, don't you cook tonight, I'm going to cook?
She will, but it'll only be if she's not been at work. And generally, maybe at weekends. And funnily enough, it happened a couple of days ago. She decided to cook. I think it was, I want to say Sunday, maybe she did that.
What did she cook you?
No, not Sunday, Saturday, sorry. I went out all day Sunday.
What did she make you?
Adobe, I can't pronounce it. Adobe, pork adobe.
An editing software?
A Filipina dish, I think.
All right, was it nice?
That's a nice
pork and rice.
You see that on Street?
She wanted to put nuts on it, but they'd run out.
Oh,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Annie, you've looked in the wrong cupboard.
Yeah. but what about other jobs then around the house?
So I tend to take the lead when it comes to physical thing. Well, that's a physical thing. It's cooking. It's a physical thing. But you know, like DIY and stuff.
Yeah.
And to the detriment of everything, because I'm not very good at it.
I think you do yourself a disservice. I know you say it tongue in cheek, and I know you go at things, you know, all at it at times.
Yeah.
But I actually think you're very good at DIY.
I'm always on the go, and I'm always coming up with things to do, and, you know, oh, let's do this, let's do that. But
what about the domestic chores, like cleaning?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not very good. I'll Hoover up in the living room and whatever else, you know, I know what Hoover is and that.
Where Uber is.
That sounds really bad, this, doesn't it?
Ellen, go upstairs, I've got bleach in my eyes.
So, right, I will say, I am mothered. I am. Do you know what I mean? But, and it's not from, it's not like an expectation thing on my part. you know, I'd be quite happy if it weren't that way. And, you know,
it's just evolved into that, is it? Yeah, would you say? Yeah.
You know, do you sometimes think, though, because, you know, this age-old question, I suppose, or whatever, that men and women think differently? And they do. Men and women, generally. Yeah, genuinely. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, and all that kind of thing. And there's generally a different thought process. But do you think that sometimes, and I'm not aiming this at you because I'm in the same category, that you'd potentially...
What, you mean male?
Yeah. That you potentially do more around the house if you was asked to do it. So, like, for instance...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so, like, for instance, if Daisy said to me, can you put some washing in today and, you know, whatever, mop kitchen floor or whatever, then... that's what I'll do.
It's funny. Yeah.
And I never sit there and think I'm being ordered to do something, I'm being told to do something or whatever. Yeah. It just helps that thought process. But I do know a lot of women that would go, you shouldn't have to be told.
You know
that washing needs to be in, you know the kitchen floor needs to be mopped.
The initiative on my part is not that good. But I've got no qualms in being told, can you do me a favour? Could you just...
Well,
and I would.
Yeah.
But I'm not very good at the... I know what I'll do. I'll just put some washing in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Ellen's face over there, I said, I'm going to do some washing, right?
Oh, dear.
I know. And she was like, right, you can't put whites in with the darks, right? So I was like, fair enough. So I got the darks, and then there were some greys. Right, are they whites or are they darks? Do you know what I mean? And she went, Mark, they're whites. I'm like, they're not white. And then they're also... And then, so what about these coloured ones?
Gets Can they go in?
They're like blue and pink.
It's complicated, doesn't it?
And I was like... And then... You know, so it's just complicated, isn't it?
It's
hard.
He's giving an aneurysm.
He's getting anxiety.
But then over there, she said, so I was working from home, and she said, do us a favour. When washing machine finishes, would you just hang them out for me? Yeah, no problem. And then the day progressed. And then later on, I got a message. Have you put washing out? I'm just doing it now.
I forgot. Do you know my thing is I'm a bit of a list guy, so I like making lists of things, and then I can go along the list and tick them off as I've done them, you know. But I often wake up and there's already a list for me.
Yeah.
That I've not made. So wow. I know what there is to do. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, I have mentioned this in a previous podcast where because of the shift pattern...
One of ours, hopefully.
Yeah. Because of the shift pattern and forgetting how quick a week's gone or what week it is and whatever, I forget when the last time I'm out, I'll clean bathrooms. And in my head, I did them last week. But in reality...
I'll wait for you to pick up on this, Mark.
How many bathrooms have you got?
Well, two...
Have you got more bathrooms than you've got toasters?
Two bathrooms and a downstairs toilet.
Wow.
So I was obviously on my...
Oh, Robin is Downton Abbey.
I need to do these.
That's the same as me. I've got two bathrooms and a downstairs toilet, yeah.
But I'll think I did it last week, but actually it
wasn't. Have we got a second bathroom?
it'll be 3 weeks ago that I did it, or 2 weeks ago that I did it, you know. And I think, that's why I created that rotor on my calendar, so I remembered, I need to do this on that day. Do you know what I mean? And I'd scheduled it in on days off when I go, I can do that then, I can do that
then. There's only two of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'd do?
What?
I'd just leave one of them locked and it'd never need doing.
Yeah. Like you could say that, yeah. But I do think that we're quite fair in what we do. The one thing I cannot stand doing, I just think it's a huge waste of life, ironing.
Oh, absolutely.
I just hate it. I don't like it.
We don't iron.
I'm good at ironing.
Are you?
I'm quite good at ironing.
I don't mind it. I don't get me wrong. I couldn't like have a day just ironing.
Yeah.
That you know, because. No. While I'm doing that, I'll be painting fence or doing something else in the back of my head. I won't be painting fence because I've not painted fence this year. But you know what I mean? I'd be doing something else in the back of my head. I'd be thinking, I'll put iron down while it's warming up, and I'll go off and do something else and then come back and carry on doing other sleeve. But, you know...
say I'm good at ironing. I'm very slow.
But with Mark, we're washing. Like, you don't do any washing. So I do all the washing. Enda does no washing in the house. The only thing, and I'd said this as if she's lazy. She's not, because she works more hours than I do. Mm-hmm. But Enda does all the cleaning in the house.
Right.
And again, not because I can't do it. I mean, when I used to live by myself, I did cleaning. It's just that Enda likes to clean. It must be a Filipina thing. She just likes cleaning. But other than that, that's the only thing she does. So the cooking I do, the washing of the clothes, she just does a little bit of ironing.
And that's I suppose that's what we're getting at. That, you know, do you naturally fall into these kind of roles?
Yeah,
do you get what I mean? And you know, is it something? Because I don't know about anybody else, but it's never been a conversation between me and Daisy.
No,
it's never been a conversation of
not for
you
us.
Do this, I'll do this, you do that, I do that. You know, it's just been, you know.
Sometimes it's very autonomous, isn't it, as well? Like, you might wake up, if let's say Daisy went to work before you, she might have woke up and opened the dishwasher and gone, oh, dishwasher needs putting on. She'll put it on. And
I am the dishwasher.
Right, well.
Or Daisy is. I don't mean I wash all the pots.
You might
wake
up
and... You don't have a dishwasher?
No.
Oh. Right, so, if you've got a dishwasher, you might wake up, put the dishwasher on, and then they'll go to work. They won't have to say to you, you need... I mean, Gemma will say to me, you need to empty the dishwasher, but I would go downstairs and go to open the dishwasher to maybe put something in and go, oh, that looks clean. Oh, I'll empty it. It's not like I go, oh, I can't bother with that, I'll just leave it. You know, I'll then empty the dishwasher. And so it's just that kind of, you know, reading, kitchen's a bit untidy, it needs a clean. I'll clean it.
That's why I thought I'd ask, because I think everybody's different, aren't they? Like, there are some relationships out there that, for instance, they'll have a dishwasher, and one of the partners, for instance, I'm not going to say the man or whatever, but probably is mainly the man, would never even think of filling it or emptying it.
Mm.
And it's not because... That's
completely opposite me, because Aina don't do anything. I fill it up and I empty it. And she touches it.
Filling it up's just natural, because if you finish a meal, you go and you put your stuff in it. And that just comes as it does.
See, it's knowing when he's putting on that. But so just leave it.
You get up in the morning, you open drawer, you're like, no plates left.
No, Mark, no, it's not. You can't, because filling a dishwasher is not simple, is it? You've got to put things in a dishwasher the right way.
Oh, this, I've got to be honest, you have touched onto a note here.
So it's not easy. So, like, Aina don't fill it up. She don't, I mean, emptying's fine, you know, it's easy to empty it, but putting it in, they've got to go in certain ways.
What would you do?
Here's a question then.
What would you do if you came downstairs and you saw Aina going into a dishwasher? Would you start... Would there be a bead of sweat run down your neck?
Well, she wouldn't do it, but to answer your question, she'd put the things in the wrong way.
I've got a question for you then. Yeah. Knives and forks.
Yeah.
Facing down with the handle up. Or handle down, and the fork or knife.
Well, you've got to have the sharp bits pointing down.
I think my understanding is that the knives are supposed to go downwards in the instructions, but I don't. In the dishwasher instructions, it tells you to put knives down because you can put your hand on it, but I put knives upwards.
But why?
I've just
That'll
always
teach
have.
You for going back in my dishwasher.
I just always have.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. That
I'm not saying that's the right way, by the way. I'm just telling you what I do.
Well, this is my bugbear, that I've been to people's houses before and they've said there's no... It's in... not washing machine. Dishwasher. So I've gone to get it and I'm like, oh, you've put them upside down. Because to me, when I go to take them out and put them in the cupboard, I don't want to pick them up by the... Not because it's sharp. I don't want to put my hand on the bit that I'm going to eat from. You know, the
fork. That's
forks.
Your first thought?
Yeah, well, forks...
There's a sharp knife and you're thinking, I don't want to touch that because my food's going to be...
Forks or spoons or anything. I don't want to pick them up by that part and then put them in the cupboard, even though my hands are probably clean. It's like, just put them down and then you can just take them out and you're holding the handle part and put them in the cupboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm always a bit like, why would you put them upside
down? That's the last thing that would enter my head.
Well, I've had them that way, and they don't seem to clean as well because they're in the sort of they're in the plastic thing that you
have
put.
Have you kept that thing on the top that only lets you put them upside down?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I took that straight out. Yeah. Which I suppose that probably does show that they are meant to go upwards.
With that, I don't think there's any right or wrong. But cups, let's for example, or bowls, you can't put cups upwards in a dishwasher because they'll just fill it up with water.
It'd just be full of water, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So that there is no.
Isn't it easier just to wash the pots?
Well,
no.
I mean,
that used to be. It's a nightmare washing.
I mean,
pots.
I must admit, I do. I've got like a hybrid system going on where, you know,
hybrid
stuff
like
in dishwasher, but some things, especially like a protein shaker that you know you're going to need.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just wash that.
Well, I ain't got one of them, so I don't need to.
I don't like putting pans in dishwashers.
Absolutely, I'll wash. So obviously Ellen's cooking, and I'll be help. You know, I will help with washing up and stuff, but I will tend to do pans and stuff hand washed.
Yeah.
Particularly while they're still hot, because they're even easier to clean, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's one thing that I will say, because I'm quite open, I can cook and I will cook. I can clean and I will clean. I'm not very good at tidying, but I'm quite good at cleaning.
Mm.
Yeah, when I'm tidying, I end up just moving something from one place
to another.
Do you want me to come round and tidy for you?
By all means. But
that's what Gemma does. It's normally called hide and seek.
Yeah. I'm all right at cleaning, but what I would say, genuinely and honestly, and I'm saying this on tape, I would be lost without Daisy, though.
Yeah.
I would be 100% lost without Daisy. I really would. Although I can do all these things, my mind doesn't work like that. My mind just doesn't work.
I would look like a prisoner of war.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, Ellen. I would.
I think I'm all right.
Well, while we're talking about chores, this is not really a chore, but it's about taking charge. What about the bills and all the utilities type stuff in the house? Mm. Who takes charge of them? Mm. But you guys?
I do.
You do.
Now,
okay.
I'm not saying I pay for them all. It's not about paying,
but it's about making sure things.
There are certain things that comes out of Daisy Bank. Certain things come out of mine. Certain things come out of joint and stuff like that. But I would say that predominantly, if we go to buy something or whatever, Daisy would be saying to me, "Can we afford it?" Or do you know what I mean? It's me that sorts that sort of stuff out, yes.
Okay, well, I was sort of, not so much about who pays, because that's obviously more personal, but I was like, who takes charge of making sure things are, I won't say paid, because it's all down to
them. I would send me.
But you know, I mean, all the accounts, that's TV license, is this, you know, changing things and,
I think it's a very mixed bag with us.
Okay.
So much that Gemma normally reminds me that this needs doing. That bill's not paid. Everything's automated from bill side of things. But you know, like if you car insurance, home insurance,
you
know, you're sorting out the thing. I never remember where they are. I very rarely make notes of when they are, when they need doing.
So you don't sort them out then either?
Not really.
Okay.
They all get filed away, but I never go back and look at it. I keep saying I'm going to make a spreadsheet of dates of when things need doing.
I can do that for you. I've got one.
Have you really?
Oh, absolutely.
I need that.
I've got spreadsheets for everything.
Oh, mate, you've got to send me that. That'll help me massively.
So what about you, Mark?
I don't even know who some of our providers are.
So that's Ellen.
Oh, my God.
So if we've got a problem with something, or if it's like, I don't know, you're on a special locked-in deal with Virgin for TV and whatever, and you're coming to end it, I'm the one that'll do the phone call and that sort of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know what day we pay for it. I don't know. I do know who we are for our utilities now, because we're the electric car, so I know that we're up with Octopus. I couldn't tell you who we were with before. I have no idea, to be honest.
So you've no idea what companies, what dates they come out, how much?
No.
Because I know all of these. No. Well, I know all the companies and dates and amounts and everything.
I could tell you
how much our mortgage is. I think I could tell you how much the council tax is, ish. I don't know when it comes out. I don't know about anything.
So let me ask you a question. Council tax, do you pay that every month?
I think so. I think you get 2 months off.
That's why I asked you. Yeah, there's 2 months.
I know. There's no council tax this month.
That's why I asked you.
I think we pay yearly.
Yeah, but there's 2 months you don't pay.
Right, yeah.
That's why I'm asking you.
I must admit, I don't know things to that detail. It's more like things like, you know, oh, this is due for renewal, and I'll be the one that calls them, because I'm the one that says, no, I'm not paying that, it's too expensive.
Yeah.
What's your best price?
Yeah, so you deal with it.
I'll barter and try it, and then I'll go, no, I'll leave you.
I'm the one that can do that really well.
So you two sort of dip in and then dip back out, is that right, I would say?
A little bit. I do tend to do quite a bit of it, but I definitely need reminding. I'm not the one that knows that needs doing now.
Oh, okay.
Right. I find it fascinating, me. I do. This is why, and I know Mark frowns at me when I say this, but this is
not
why
me.
I do not you
not
the,
me.
The I quite like watching reality TV and stuff, because I like seeing how
other people
behave, just human behavior and things like relationships and living together and stuff like that. I do find it fascinating. I do that certain roles that people fall into, or you know, how do you get two strangers, you know, that bung them together in the same place? Obviously they fall in love or whatever, but they are two individual people. And you've got to coexist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And just trying to understand each other and you know, just what by not doing something or whatever can make the other person angry or upset or...
The dynamics.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm really lucky because I have no expectations of Daisy. Daisy has no expectations of me. We kind of work together, but there's no two ways about it. Daisy takes the lion's share. And I could do more. I should do more. But it's like I have said to her, I have no issue at all with her saying, do this, do that, do the other. No. And I'll do it with a smile on my face. And that's it. That's how I work. Same as you with your list.
Yeah.
Gemma knows how you work his list, so she gives you lists.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure, Mark, if Helen said to you, do this, do that, you'd do it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's knowing that the relationship is built upon those expectations and the realisation, I suppose, that that's how you are and that's how you are, and saying, well, and accepting it and saying, well, right, I know he's not going to think about doing this because he doesn't think about it. You know what I mean?
And that's bang right, Mark. That's what we're getting at. The expectation and acceptance of people.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, some women or whatever, and I'm saying women, you know, in past for me or whatever, have said, I shouldn't have to tell you to do that. I shouldn't have to. Yeah, but I'm me, and this is how my brain works.
Yeah. I think there perhaps is an element of, you know, we could do better to be more like that.
Yeah.
And that's about self-development, I suppose, isn't it? So we probably do get away with a bit by not doing that, but...
But I'm really lucky because Enya never asks me or tells me to do anything. I mean, obviously, first of all, I'm doing 80% of it anyway. And that, again, I'm not saying that's because she's lazy. She's not.
She works
way more hours than I work.
Because you've done it 3 days before she'd even think to ask you, because you are literally that far ahead of what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So I never get lists from her. Occasionally she might say, oh, can you just check my tyres on my car? But we're not, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but
as soon as I finish this stock take, love.
But I'd never get notes to say, can you, you know, empty dishwasher or can you clean windows? I'm lucky in that sense. So
I've been sat here, right? And I've been looking at Mark.
Me?
Right? No, other one. Right.
Again.
So, I don't think you've asked me for a question for about 15 episodes, Mark, Kirk. So
no,
what's going on?
I've been looking at Mark. I feel as though there's something different about you and I can't put my finger on it.
Has he had an echo?
Have you lost weight?
No. I wish.
Have you lost hair?
Probably. I'm losing colour in my hair.
Your hair looks good though, actually.
Thank you.
Have you had a shave as well?
Yeah.
Are none of these the things?
No.
No.
Mark shaves every day.
What? Generally, sometimes once every other day.
Do you know, Mark? Has anything changed?
I've got new glasses.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are they?
Mm? Yeah, that's it. Yeah. New glasses.
Yeah, eventually.
Are they different colours or a different colour frame?
They're different frames altogether, yeah, different colour. And yeah.
Oh.
Look at me.
I've not noticed.
Oh, yeah, you're dashingly handsome, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
You
need
thank
your eye testing as well.
Should have gone to Spectators.
Well, I've got a story because... It was quite eventful, and you should say that. You should have gone to Specsavers, because I actually went to an optician's, and it wasn't Specsavers. In Meadowhall.
I use Vision Express.
A very well-known one. And
what were it called?
I'm not going to go there, because I actually said I'll come to it.
Oh, right.
So, my other glasses were really badly scratched, because you know that I sometimes go out on site, and it can be quite arid and dry on a... You know, in dry weather.
Mark, I'm so with you. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
My glasses always get scratched at work.
And so they end up scratched. You know, you rub them down with your shirt.
Don't you have
whatever.
An anti-scratch thing put on them?
Yeah, but...
They still scratch.
Yeah, because, you know, it can be really, really rough.
When you're grinding, it don't really
well,
work.
I'm not physically doing the work, but you get you have sweepers going around sites, so it's quite dusty. And anyway.
Back to opticians.
So I thought, do you know what? Sorry, I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to go and get my eyes checked, and I'll get some new glasses. So... After work one night, went to opticians, had my eyes checked. Oh, yeah, your prescription's changed. Right, okay, we think you could do some varifocals. Do you want to have a look around some frames? And anyway, we'd booked in to go for something to eat. So we had a look around. I couldn't really decide on any frames. Ellen was with me. And she was like, I'm not really a fan of those ones. I'm not a fan of those. So we binned it off. Said, right, sod it. Let's just go and have something to eat. And I'll come and have a look another day. So we went for something to eat. And then a couple of days later, I said to her, I need to go get some glasses. I'll go to the branch in Rotherham, because we were going to Rotherham anyway, to Retail World. There's another one of the branches there. So I went in. I said, are you linked up to the other branch in Meadow? Yeah, we've got your prescription. We can get it up. I said, great. I'm going to have a look for some lenses. So found some. I thought, oh, brilliant. Really like these. No problem. She said, you could do with varifocals. I said, well, I don't really want to sound vain, but I'm not really wanting to accept the fact that I'm getting old and I need varifocals. So, can I just have single vision lenses like I've got currently? She said, but for distance, well, whatever these ones are. She said, yep, they're distance lenses. Yep, no problem. So, anyway, did whatever, paid for it. It's going to be a week or whatever till they come back. No problem. Went about my business. And then about 5 days later, I got a phone call. Your new glasses are here. So I thought, oh, brilliant. So I went down, tried them on. And I was like, I'm not overly sure about these. I said, everything looks really, really clear and bright. I said, but I'm struggling to read anything up close. And she said, well, that's because you've gone for single vision. You should really be going for varifocal. So I was like, you're joking. She said, try them for a few days and see how you get on.
Did you not know that, though, if you're not getting varifocals?
Well,
because they're not going to help you with reading, are they?
I'll explain my logic.
Okay.
So I thought, because I'd already got single vision lenses, that if I got a new prescription with single vision, that my eyesight wouldn't be any worse than what they were before. Yep. Right. However, my distance had improved, but it had impaired then because that had improved. Because the lens had improved, if you like, for distance, it had made my short vision worse, if you like, in effect. So,
okay.
Anyway, so she said, take them and try them for a few days. Your eyes might just need adjusting. I said, no problem. So
your eyes might need adjusting.
Because sometimes your eyes will, you know. Yeah. They've never needed to adjust over time, but I thought, no problem. Anyway, I couldn't get on with them. I was getting headaches. I was struggling to read. So I kept putting my old glasses back on. Anyway, a couple of days later, I went back down. I said, look, I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to try something different. She said, well, what we can do is we can look at getting a boost lens put in your glasses. Said it's not quite a varifocal, but it will just increase, and it's almost like a baby step, a halfway towards varifocal. There won't be a line in your glasses or anything like that, but it'll just mean that different focal points will be different magnification. You know, you look down for reading, and you look straight for, you know. So I thought, well, you know, I've got to go for it. So, I had to pay an extra whatever it was, 60, 70 quid for this extra boost thing. So I said, no problem. It'd be a week to come back. So anyway. Went about my business again. 5 or 6 days later, get a phone call. Your glasses are ready. So I went back down, tried them on, and I was like, I'm struggling here. I can read all right, but now I can't see distance properly. There's something not right. So she said, right, just go and try them for a couple. So I went and tried them for a couple of days.
Wait for a punchline.
It's a long story, this, isn't it?
I mean, you say I waffle.
So I took them a couple of days. No chance. I just couldn't get on with him. So I went back again. I said, look, I'm really, really sorry. I can't get on with these. She said, right, there's only one thing we can do. We need to do a recheck on your eyesight. No problem. So she booked me in for 3 or 4 days in advance. not in advance, but 3 or 4 days' time.
Yep.
Can you come back down on Sunday? I said, yeah, no problem. So I went back down, saw the optician, said, right, where did you have your eyes tested before? I said, the Meadowall branch. She went, well, I'm going to do a retest now and we'll, you know, make sure everything's okay. So he does the eye test. He goes, right, we've got a problem. Your prescription's wrong. You're joking. No, he said, I don't know how it's happened, but your eye, he was doing all his testing and he said, what they'd set me up in that branch, he said, I know exactly what your prescription should be and it's not what it's been recorded as at the other branch.
And do you know what the difference was, or did you never find that out? As in...
No. I did, because there's numbers, plus something in one eye and plus something in another, and I don't know about if, you know.
Okay.
So I said, right, no problem. He said, leave it with us. We'll get your new lenses sorted. We'll put the boost on them. We'll get you back down and we'll get you sorted. Brilliant. I now know what the problem is.
Yep.
Sorted. So big deep breath.
I've got a feeling it's not sorted. But
went about my business a few days. Went to a festival. Gets a phone call while I were there. Which I couldn't take, because obviously I was...
Your glasses are ready.
Your glasses are ready.
So, gets back and I says, do you know what, Ellen? I'm going to go and pick up my new glasses. You know, quite exciting. Everything's going to be okay. So I walked in, she says, I said, hello, I've come to pick up my new glasses. They came in, I had a recheck, blah, 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 blah. She said, no problem. What's your name? Told her my name. She went, right, go and take a seat over there. And I get one of my colleagues to come over and help you. So I could see him talking, and then, lady, they've got all these big white drawers. She takes these glasses out, fetches them over to me. Unravels them all. Right, try these on. So I put some on.
I hope this is going to be a good ending, I'll tell you.
I put them on, and I'm looking around, and I'm saying, there's something not right here.
Have you got X-ray specs now?
Right, honestly, I can't read. I can't see in distance. I said, I'm sorry. I said, I can't even see your face properly. Everything's blurry. And she's like, they can't be. I said, honestly, I said, and they've got like, I don't know if you, obviously you all wear glasses. They have like a handheld sort of mirror thing, don't they, with a writing on, a different size writing on it. Yep. She said, right, tell me what you can read. I said, I can't see any of it. She can't even see the top. The top line's quite big font. You know.
Are you talking about the eye thing?
No, it's a handheld. Like, it's like a.
Like the eye thing, but it's like in a very.
On one side's a mirror, the other side, there's different lines
of
text.
And it's got like. It's got text on here, different sizes that goes down.
Looking at it, and I said, okay. I'm really sorry. I can't read any of it. It's all blurry. I said, as I'm looking around and I can see obviously the different departments in the shop, I said, I can't even see the signs properly. I can make out what they're supposed to say, but it's not like it should be. So I took them off and I put my old glasses back on again. And I said, I can read halfway down that in my hand with my old glasses on.
Okay.
And I said, I can see you and I can see all the signs around me better than I can with these new glasses. There's a problem. I'm getting a bit concerned here that might be something wrong with my eyes. So she was like, I really don't know what to suggest. So she called a colleague over. She said, what's the problem? She said, right,
this guy can't see.
He's been in.
He's blind.
He's had some glasses, and then he had a boost fitted, then he had a recheck, now he's got his new glasses, and he still can't see. So this other one was like, I really don't know what to say to you. She said, the only thing I can suggest is we give you a full refund, because I don't know what else to expect. So I'm like, well, fair enough.
I mean, as an engineer, I'd have said, give me the glasses you've got, and I'd have took the two and compared them and found out what the difference was in the lenses.
Anyway,
I mean, beg me if I'm wrong, but when you have an eye test, obviously, they get you to put things in and go, is that better? Is that better? And that better? Is that basically what you did when you did
the recheck? Yes, and everything.
You must have been lying to him, going, yeah, that's better. Surely that's what's happened. Were you drunk at the time?
So she says to me, look, I'm really sorry. The only thing I can think is we give you a full refund. And I was like, well...
And you walk out blind.
Well, just go back to where you were and then go somewhere else. And that's the only thing. And I'm like, well, I've got to sort them. So, yeah, whatever. So the original woman said to me, right. But she went, 3167. I went, what's that? She went, your date of birth. I went, no.
Oh.
I said, I was born in 79. She went, oh, what's your name? I said... Mark Hill. She went, these aren't your glasses.
Oh my goodness me.
I was like, what? She says, there's no wonder you can't see anything. I said, what was that, 31? She's like, yeah, I thought that's not your date of birth. I went, I'm not 56. I'm 44. And so anyway, so... Well,
so on, she went,
so then... She burst out laughing. A colleague burst out laughing. I could hear the woman on the other side of the... Because the booth's like, sort of split into four. You sat in quarters. I could see their shoulders going and everyone laughing around. She goes, I'm ever so sorry. Anyway, she went, hang on a minute. And then she went over to the drawer. She went, I've got your glasses here. So I put them on out. And it was like a celebration moment. I was like, I can see! Everyone's laughing. And I'm like, unbelievable. And she says, oh, well, feel free if you want to put it on Facebook. I says, I'm not that kind.
I'm going to put it on a podcast.
I won't be putting it on Facebook. However, I haven't named them, but it was funny.
What I'd like to know is, you know when they gave you these glasses that were wrong?
Yeah.
Did you not go,
they're not my glasses?
They're not my glasses.
No.
This is it. Exactly.
No, because this is the thing.
Because you couldn't see him.
No.
Because you've not got your glasses on.
This was the strange thing. They were so similar to these that I didn't know they were different.
And the fact you couldn't see them anyway because you were blind.
No, but had they been like smaller or rounder or bigger, I'd have gone, they're not the glasses I've ordered. But they were so similar to these that I didn't pay any attention to them.
Time at the bar, please.
But you've got your glasses sorted.
I've got my glasses and I can see.
Brilliant. Can you see that Wheel of Features wheel?
Yes. Should we give it a spin?
I think we should. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, this is so exciting. Oh. Go on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Right. You ready to spin the wheel?
Yep. Let's spin it.
Here we go.
Is it me?
Yay!
He's mine!
Which one? Oh.
Oh,
bloody hell is that?
Right, so I've been touring the world to find some sound effects for you. I've been round with a microphone testing different sounds, and I've got one for you. Now, okay. I don't think this is quite as hard as the last one, but I won't say it's easy.
But so, last one was easy, we're a toaster.
Well, yeah, but it took a long time to get, yeah. That's for sure. Are you all ready for this
ready?
Week's?
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, sounds like this.
Ooh. Oh, it sounds like you're going to shoot somebody.
Yeah. I'll give it to you again.
Can I say what I think it
well,
is?
Well, I'm going to give it you again, and then you can. You ready?
Can I say what
absolutely,
I think?
Absolutely, go for it.
I think it's you're pressing a button on a audio cassette tape deck that ejects.
All right, okay.
Oh. No.
Mark, on the mark.
Play it again. Am I allowed to
you know what
again?
I'm saying when I'm saying that, don't you? Audio button thing. Yeah.
What the bloody hell is that?
While he's thinking, Kirk?
To me, it sounds like you're like loading a gun.
Yeah.
Or a Walkman button. And it's
ejecting. I think it's like, it is like you're pressing.
Yeah, and cassette things opening.
Good tries. I'll tell you next week. See you all later, boys. See you later.
A pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.